Hello, it's On This Day, and what a day we've got for you. You know what's coming. To join me to go through that, for the start bit, I've got Craig Cannon, and for the whole thing, I've got Ian Ryan and Carl Kopak, and we're going to talk about three Liverpool games that all happened on this day. And where else to start? But just a year ago, Liverpool 4, Barcelona 0. I mean, Ian Ryan, have you got over it yet?
Oh, mate. I mean, what a night. We were just saying off air, I mean, I can't believe it's a year. 12 months, it's absolutely gone nowhere. But no, I mean, an unbelievable night. I mean, it will go down for me, Gibbo, as the greatest European night in the club's history. And I know not everyone may agree with that, because some people will say, well, Chelsea in 05 was absolutely amazing. And I get the argument to an extent, but it was different, because this was going into a game where you didn't really have a lot of hope. But with Chelsea in 05, it's bubbling from the afternoon, and you're full of belief going into that game. But because of the players you're up against, because of Barcelona, this big European giant, the players they've got, some world-class footballers, and they've also got probably the best footballer that's ever played the game. So you're thinking there's absolutely no chance for the Reds to turn this round.
Yeah, I don't know how confident you were, Carl, sort of going up to this. I mean, we were 3-0 down. We were without Salah and Firmino, who was sort of obviously two of our biggest stars, two of our main dudes up front there. And it just felt like everything was against Liverpool, but then it's Liverpool.
I remember thinking that afternoon, the best result that Liverpool can get today is no injuries. That was about my level of confidence. And I'm always sort of like, you can't back down against the challenge. But there's challenges and then there's that. And you just think, I was thinking about this after Istanbul, my mate said to me, as great as it was, it's the end of football, because there's no more drama after Istanbul. turns out we weren't even close. I mean, it's ridiculous. Just even at 1-0, you're still thinking, well, they're probably going to score or something, like, this is going to go slightly wrong. And then it was just pretty much the perfect second half. Everything about that night, it was just incredible.
Yeah, it's funny, Craig, because even you must feel like you've seen it all. Even a young lad like yourself must feel like, I've seen it all now. Carl mentions there in Istanbul, it did feel like the most ridiculous thing you'd ever seen. But Divock Origi, hold my beer, just sort it out.
That was a funny one, because I was with you pre-match, wasn't it? And it was like, it wasn't what you'd expect it to feel like around the European Cup semi-final, like the feeling in the pubs, or even the kind of night it was grey and dull. And in my head, when I think of like Chelsea in 05 and 07, I think of like these like bright summer nights where it's still light when the game begins. But there was like something dull about it. And you and I just sort of, we delivered beer mats to pubs around Anfield, and we had a pint in each. But it wasn't like Roma the year before, where we were bang up for it, because obviously like we were 3-0 down. And it was only just when we got into the stadium that I sort of realized, like, fuck, here we go. Actually, like, the cop was up for it, everyone was up for it. And and sort of like the early tackles, the Fabinho one that sets the tone, like getting on Suarez's back, whistling Messi. It was everything you'd want from the crowd right from the off, and then obviously we get the early goal.